I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Native shrubs are great in the landscape to attract birds, bees, and butterflies. It also helps when they're beautiful and produce fruits. That's why I like elderberries. Elderberries are tough shrubs that tolerate part shade and wet soil conditions to produce white flowers and tasty blackberries in summer. While just collecting berries from wild shrubs growing in abandoned fields is fine, growing specific varieties for beauty or berry production is better. If you're interested in berries, look for American elderberry varieties such as York and Nova, which produce clusters of large-sized berries that are easy to harvest and process. If you're growing them for edible landscape shrubs, try European varieties such as the purple foliage Black Beauty and Black Lace, or the chartreuse-colored Lemony Lace. Plant shrubs 4 to 6 feet apart in full-to-part sun and preferably in well-drained but moist soil. Keep shrubs well-pruned. Remove any dead, diseased, or damaged branches in spring. Plus, any branches older than 3 years old should be removed to encourage new growth. Elderberries produce the most flowers and berries on 1 to 2 year old shoots. Use netting to keep birds away from the berries. Harvest the flowers to make wine, champagne, or to float as a relaxant in a hot tub. Use the berries to make juice, wine, or jam. Elderberry juice also makes a great winter tonic mixed with apple cider vinegar and honey. To more easily separate the berries from the stems, place clusters in a freezer overnight. The berries will fall off easier the next day. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about oxalis. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.